Assalamualaikum everyone. I hope you all are fine. I am Risha Asad from 6th Red 1 and I am here to encourage you people to join the House of Ibn Sina. The reason why I choose this scientist is because I have great interest in the field of medicine. Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina belongs to present-day Uzbekistan and was born in 1980. When he was few years old, his family had to move to the city of Bukhara. He completed his education on Islam, Math and Medicine when he was just 13 years old. At the age of 16, he became the famous physician in his area. He also studied many books on metaphysics, astronomy and natural sciences. He was so famous that he was invited by the King of Bukhara for the treatment of a disease that many famous physicians of that time were not able to treat. He successfully treated the king and became his loyal physician from that time. He got very famous with his work on medicine and cures of various diseases. His book on medicines were used to teaching students from the 11th century to the 17th century. Due to this reason, he is also referred to as the father of modern medicine. Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina wrote one of the most useful and famous books on medicine called Al-Qanun fi at-Tibb. He wrote this book and several volumes in which he wrote about most of the diseases descriptively. He also wrote about their cures and discussed many medicines. Also, he hypothesized about the smaller organisms that can't be seen with the naked eyes. Canon of medicine was so popular in Europe in the 16th century that more than 60 times of printing is recorded. Reading of this book was one of the judgmental requirements for becoming a physician prior to the 17th. The Book of Healing It. The Book of Healing It is the book on geology in which Ibn Sina discussed the formation of some geological features, such as mountains. He discussed that the formation of mountains can be caused by earthquake and cutting of water through the land that creates valleys and uphill. Thank you for listening, and I am leaving this class with the hope that bunch of students will choose the House of Ibn Sina.